This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Albuquerque Public Schools is ramping up its efforts to get vaccines to students. Operations Chief Gabriela Duran-Blakey says 50 students were included in a vaccine clinic today as part of a partnership between the school district and city health workers. Next week, the school district says it will aim the power of its mailing lists and social media at students to encourage them to register for the vaccines being offered in New Mexico. As soon as next Wednesday, students could be eligible for vaccine clinics aimed specifically at them. Parents are required to attend in order to sign release forms. Albuquerque Public Schools is one of the largest school districts in the country and covers more than 1 in 5 K-12 students in New Mexico. The vaccination effort follows a push to get educators vaccinated last month. Blakey says around 15% of Albuquerque Public Schools staff declined the vaccines, while 85% have received one. El Dorado High School was closed to in-person learning yesterday following 4 positive COVID-19 tests, the first to be ordered closed since April 6th, when the vast majority of New Mexico's schools opened to in-person learning full-time. 3 more schools announced voluntary closures today in Bloomfield and Socorro after outbreaks that would have required widespread quarantines. Environmentalists and Native American activists say the Biden administration's review of the federal oil and gas leasing program should result in more protections for an area of northwestern New Mexico that's considered sacred. The fight over drilling on federal land bordering Chaco Culture National Historical Park has spanned multiple presidencies, and an effort to update the area's management plan remains unfinished after years. The activists held a virtual gathering today as the comment period is about to close on the administration's leasing review. The coalition said U.S. officials need to do more than just check boxes and instead engage in meaningful consultation with tribes and other groups. They warn increased oil and gas development has the potential to destroy parts of the landscape outside the park that could provide a better understanding of the ancient civilization that once inhabited the region. A look at which U.S. states are leading at vaccinating against the coronavirus and which states are struggling is beginning to resemble America's electoral map. Vaccination numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show states that tend to vote Democratic at the top in terms of the percentage of their adult population that have received at least one shot. Out in front is New Hampshire, where 65% of the population age 18 and older has received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Following close behind are New Mexico, Connecticut, Maine, and Massachusetts at 55% or greater. At the bottom are 5 Republican-leaning states, including Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. A poll by the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research in late March found that Republicans were 3 times as likely as Democrats to say they will probably or definitely not get vaccinated. The idea of adventure steeped in culture has fueled New Mexico's award-winning tourism campaign for more than a decade. That won't change, but State Tourism Secretary Jen Paul Schroer says it's time to refresh the brand ahead of what she said will be a, quote, complete rebirth of New Mexico's tourism economy as more people are vaccinated and more public health orders are relaxed. Schroer unveiled the new New Mexico True logo and tagline during a virtual announcement yesterday. The goal is to reignite demand following a year in which New Mexico lost out on more than $3 billion in visitor spending, and tens of thousands of leisure and hospitality workers were left jobless. The downturn forced by the pandemic followed several years of consecutive record-breaking tourism numbers for New Mexico. This is KUNM.